Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. I recently sat down with Uli John Roth, the German guitarist who replaced Michael Schenker in the Scorpions when he left. He's also one of the fathers of neoclassical hard rock guitar. So he explains how he got involved with music and guitar.
First of all, my first interest was really the Beatles. You know, that was way before I started playing guitar. I was a big Beatles fan. I knew all their songs by heart. And then eventually, I started playing guitar because my neighbor had a band and I wanted to join. I wanted to be in it, you know. That's how it all started. And that was in the late 60s. Yeah, I learned from the best. You know, I listened to all the ones that were out there at the moment, at that time, primarily Eric Clapton and then Jimi Hendrix a little bit later. And, you know, that's how I learned how to play, just by listening and figuring it out to vinyl albums, because that's all we had back then, you know. There was no there was no YouTube channel, there were no teachers, there was no nothing. It was all like sink or swim, learn it by yourself kind of stuff, which was fine. It was fine with me. I enjoyed learning like that, the classical music. That came when I was maybe 15. And then, yes, from then on, once I discovered that, it really changed my scope and perspective. And it became kind of like a central focus. You know, although when I joined the Scorpions, you know, I was 18 years old, and you know, that was certainly not classical music. I played rock, but in my heart of hearts, the other world was always with me there. And more and more, it began to also shine through my electric guitar playing, I guess. As I got a bit older and more free, and I started then to write for orchestras and integrate the guitar with it, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
He really pioneered that whole neoclassical style, probably influencing a lot of guys like Yngwie Malmsteen. Now he goes on to tell me how he got involved with the Scorpions and his solo career.
Yeah, we knew each other. And their guitar player was Michael Schenker. And he left the band, and then the band kind of broke up. The Scorpions broke up. There was only Rudolf Schenker left. And I had a band, a four-piece band called Dawn Road, and Rudolf Schenker kind of joined Dawn Road. And then a little while later, Klaus Meine came back as well. And then we decided to adopt the name Scorpions, and they became the Scorpions again because they had an ongoing record contract already at that time. After five Scorpions years, and five albums, I began to write a different kind of music that didn't fit into the into that framework, you know. And that's why, yeah, I felt I had to leave. I didn't have another choice because the artistic thing was the most important thing for me. And left the band on very good terms, and I formed my own outfit under the name of Electric Sun. And produced three albums with that concept. When Electric Sun was finished, that was like in the mid-80s, I started I kind of withdrew from the entire rock scene for about like a period of 12 to 13 years. And I did mainly classical stuff, you know, writing orchestral pieces and living in that world, you know, among other things, recorded violin concertos on the guitar, and most notably Vivaldi's Four Seasons, And that resulted in an album called Metamorphosis, because I played the Four Seasons with the orchestra, but I also wrote a 15-minute piece which was based on the seasons and kind of, almost like a fifth season. Yeah, we recorded it live, but then I did do quite a few overdubs afterwards. But yeah, we performed it live in front of an audience. And that was kind of like the basis for this album. That one very, very famous and groundbreaking piece, the Four Seasons, which is four violin concertos, you know. I was fascinated when I first heard it by the sheer level of inspiration that came through. And I thought it really lent itself to a treatment with the electric guitar, you know. And that was that. I mean, when I recorded it and played it, I kept the string parts virtually identical. There was one piece where I wrote some extra strings to it, but most of it was as written. But I did add a percussion score, which I thought was a good thing to do for my personal interpretation. Yeah, I wrote a lot, you know. I mean, I actually wrote a lot of music for orchestra in that entire period, you know, the 90s and early 2000s. Very little of which made it to the recording stage. But, a lot of it is still in my drawers. And we are planning to get back into orchestral concerts, hopefully next year. There are several things on the horizon, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sure Uli Roth fans are going to be very excited about new music coming from him. He goes on to tell me about his new tour in America and also his new book, which is really delving into his philosophy.
The only classical instrument as such that I'm playing is my 9-string flamenco sky guitar with nylon strings. So I've got a piece that I'm playing there in the first half of the show, which is on this tour I'm doing really two shows in one evening, which are fundamentally different. The first half, and it's a 3-hour show, the first half is just myself alone on stage, called An Evening with Uli John Roth, and I'm doing several of the classical pieces with the orchestra on the screen, doing some Vivaldi, doing some Mozart, doing some of my own, and that includes this piece for the 9-string guitar. And I'm also doing a little TED talk, 15 minutes, introducing my new book, which is called In Search of the Alpha Law. It's a big book, you know, it's got 600 something pages, big, large coffee table format, and over 1,000 pictures and illustrations. So it's quite a monster. It's a book about my philosophy of life, I guess, you know, the way I see things. And I wanted to share some of that. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of music in that book, you know, that's for sure. Yeah. In fact, there's even physical music, because it comes, there are two CDs attached to the book as a bonus. One of them is the Four Seasons in a remastered version, and one of them is a piano suite by me, which I wrote back in 1990. It's called Aquila Suite. It's half an hour of piano music, you know, so all classical. Then after an intermission, I'm bringing the whole band, you know, and then we're playing you know, a selection of my earlier material from the Scorpions days and from the Electric Sun days, and also some Jimi Hendrix. It was like an homage to Jimi Hendrix on German TV, you know, and we had a really nice lineup of artists. Jack Bruce was there, Simon Phillips was there, Randy Anson was there, my brother Zeno. I selected mainly the Hendrix tracks that I thought were, you know, off the beaten path, so to speak, you know, not just the hits. There was no Foxy Lady and stuff like that, but instead we did Access Bolus Love and, you know, Gypsy Eyes. And I did put a more European touch on it by introducing some keyboards and just slightly different, you know.
That Hendrix tribute that he did in Germany was very big and popular amongst Europeans. Now he goes on to tell me about his new projects and what we can look forward from him, and also all of the new gear that he uses and plays.
I'm working on quite a few tracks at the moment and playing some of them during this live tour, and they're in the making in the studio, but I haven't really finished mixing anything yet. You know, I'm not quite sure how it will be released, but probably not as an album, but probably as a series of, you know, three pieces at a time, maybe. I tend to play Baxter amps these days, and my own guitar is a custom guitar called Sky Guitar, which I designed many years ago. I've been playing it exclusively for 40 years. It's a 6.5 octave range guitar with lots of extra frets. It was the first guitar with extra, with really high extended range. And that's that. Yeah, and that's the only way I was able to play Vivaldi's Four Seasons at the right kind of pitch. You know, otherwise, because I can play as high as a violin, because with a standard electric, you would have to transpose the octaves, and then the structure of the piece falls apart. It won't work. Yeah, I guess I forged my own way and my own style, and without wanting to blast my own horn, so to speak, but I guess I was one of the forerunners of, you know, melodic arpeggio techniques, because at the time when I started these in the early 80s and late 70s, not many people were doing that, you know, if anybody.
Yes, Uli John Roth really pioneered that whole neoclassical Shrapnel Records type of vibe. So now I'm going to play The Cry of Night by Uli John Roth and Sky Orchestra.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Suli John Roth. You're listening to Guitar Tracks on WFIT. Enjoy.
That is Pegasus by Uli John Roth. And before that was E. Le Savane, La Stella.